So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Talk about the Chicago Bears here with the great Ed Obradovich. OB. I got a question for you.
Go ahead, kiddo.
All right. So, and I just want to say, as a public service announcement, people should maybe just adjust the volume as they hear your answer. Because my question to you, OB, is what is going on with the Chicago Bears? You're coming off a bye week. It's the fifth straight loss. I mean, there was so much hope that maybe, you even mentioned the word playoff last time you talked to us, that it was still possible for this team. Well, what are you thinking now?
Okay. Well, listen. That still could possibly be. They have five games left. And the only team that they have to play that has a winning record is the Packers. And that is the absolute last game of the season. And we're playing the likes of, this week, the Detroit Lions. We're playing Jacksonville. We're playing Houston. And we're playing Minnesota. Not a one of them have a winning record. As a matter of fact, three of them, I have just horrible, horrible records, and they're horrible teams. So they still have a shot at it. Believe me, they really do. Now, can that coaching staff be able to tear apart the team for the next 4 weeks or 5 weeks and put a game plan together that makes some sense? Anna, what's been going on here, this just didn't happen. Okay, This was last year when we were 8-8, and we had the 12th easiest schedule. Go back to 2018. We were 12-4 in the season, lost the game in the playoff at home against the Eagles. We had the 32nd easiest schedule. Again, in 2019, the 12th easiest. And we're looking at, like, we're not playing juggernauts. Detroit Lions, Jacksonville, Houston, these are teams that they should take care of.
Matt Nagy in his post today, I think it was this morning around 11 o'clock, he was speaking with the media. It was interesting because while he didn't put most of the blame on them, his first finger pointed was at the defense. A little surprising to me. I just want to ask you, OB, how much of the blame do you think falls on the defense here?
Well, I think Nagy's a little off on that one. The defense, actually, Anna, if you remember last year, I had mentioned to you that the defense started to crack the last half of last season. Dan Hampton and I, we agreed on that wholeheartedly. We were seeing things that, this is the beginning, but we still have a defense that you won a Super Bowl with, but things are starting to happen. And what you saw yesterday, we didn't have it on both sides of the ball. There was nothing going on. Nagy fired people. He fired a special teams coach last year. What the hell he had to do with anything, I have no idea. And they hire four new offensive coaches. Four. And look at where we're at right now. And to get to the bottom, to get to answer your question, the defense is still viable. We still can win a championship. But I'll tell you, it's fading. It's fading pretty good. Yesterday, there are a few guys, two, three guys that didn't show up to play.
Hey, OB, it's just, it's just like a recurring nightmare over and over and over. The Bears can't figure it out with a quarterback. They have a bad offense, and they can't get past the Packers. I mean, this is a Bears team that has three playoff victories over the last 25 years. I mean, what needs to change here, OB? It's just, it's a vicious cycle that Bears fans are going through.
It feels terrible.
Well, I'll tell you what has to happen. Pace has got to go. Nagy's got to go. Again, I just mentioned, they fired four coaches last year. They bring in basically four new offensive coaches. I don't know how many quarterback coaches we have. Three, four? What do we have? Two or three offensive coordinators? You know, they couldn't figure their way out of a paper box.
What'd you think of Mitch last night, OB? Nat Nagy didn't necessarily defend him or say he played all that well, but, you know, they were down early and couldn't really get anything going. But what'd you think from Trubisky's play last night?
It's basically the same.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same, Kev. My God, you know, you're gonna think here with the next five games, you know, and hopefully the kid does. We all kind of hope that.
Yep.
But sometimes things are what they are. And I'll tell you the two things again that I've told you over the past few years. He is not an accurate passer, and he cannot read defenses, which is quite obvious yesterday, throwing in the double and triple coverages. He has no clue what he's looking at, and that just happens to be a fact.
Would you stick with him, even if Foles is fully healthy this weekend? Would you stick with Trubisky, considering behind that line, at least he can scramble a little bit?
Well, you're playing against the Detroit Lions, and they're just god-awful. They can't do anything. They fired their general manager. They fired their head coach. They're coming in. We're playing at home against them. This should be a cakewalk. It really should be. We should put this team away in the first quarter and go after them, strike down the field, put points on the board, quit playing this little cutesy game like you're going to outsharp everybody, Nagy. You're not the only one that gets outsharped is you. Go after them, open the offense up, defense, start blitzing them, going after them. Because if you don't have Akeem Hicks, look at what happens to our defense. Mm. And by the way, where's Cleo Mack been? Anybody find him yet?
Yeah, the one positive, I guess, is they finally found a kicker. So,
yeah, the kicker's great. That's he's great. I mean, can he play quarterback? Is that possible?
Yeah, you know what, Kev?
I don't know.
With all the negative, but I mean, do the coaches deserve to get pounded? Absolutely. I mean, come on. We're not talking high school, college football.
No, but it looked like it.
My God. You come out there and you can't even present a team. You're lucky you get a first down, let alone put any points on the board, and you're not supposed to say anything. Everything's hunky-dory. Everything's wonderful and beautiful here in Chicago. Well, I'm here to tell you it is not.
No, and I know, and the God honest truth. I mean, and you know, you heard Matt Nagy say it too. There's got to be ultimate frustration all across that team right now because it ain't working, right? But hopefully the god-awful Detroit, they'll be able to beat them.
Well, here, and one thing real quickly, mm-hmm. Kev, you know, Moni, okay, runs basically a 4.340. Now, a 4.340. So if you say, and we don't use this kid on post patterns, fly patterns, one time have we done it, and he caught a pass for over 50 yards. This kid, and he can catch, but he can fly. So if you say 1,001, that's basically a second, correct? Mm-hmm. Guess what? That kid just flew 10 yards.
Yeah.
He just ran 10 yards by saying 1,001. That's how fast that kid is. He runs a 4.3. And last week, he caught two passes for 3 yards. 3 yards, two passes. And he's a 4.3 runner. And he can catch. And we don't go down deep with them yesterday.
Something's wrong. A lot's wrong. A lot's wrong, OB. And you'll join us again next week, and we'll break that down. Hopefully it's a win.
Well, you know, and again, here, just real quickly, Anna, you know, is there still hope to play this bad and still have hope? That's a good thing. Let's see what the heck they do.
I like it. Thank you, OB. You have a good afternoon. Talk to you later. That's Ed Obradovich there. It's